So warm greetings here on our Monday morning and the beginning of a new week and in a sense the beginning of a new year with this 7 a.m. sittings. And I would like to begin with something that is quite simple, which is mindfulness of breathing. And it works best, this whole meditation with breathing, if we stay very simple with it. And simple is not simplistic. Simple is actually the, in some ways, it's the most direct way or the most effective way, sometimes, to really pass through the journey of our full life, the full spiritual life, that sometimes the simplest tool, the simplest way of being is what clarifies everything else around it. In Buddhism, there's something called the mani jewel, the M-A-N-I. Maybe it's kind of a magical jewel, but if you drop it into all kinds of things, it clarifies them, it purifies them, and like medicine. And so the analogy would be dropping it into a muddy pond and just a simple little stone, and that the whole pond becomes clear. So not to overlook the simple, humble, ordinary experience of breathing. We breathe more than we drink, more than we eat, more than almost any other activity we do, we breathe. It's our constant companion and hopefully our constant friend, and that accompanies us. And to have a friendly relationship to breathing is to have a wonderful companion as you go through your life. So we'll start with this simple experience of breathing. And so to assume a meditation posture that you feel might support you to have a certain intimacy with your body breathing. And especially a kind of posture that allows the chest to be a little bit more open, unrestricted, and one that allows the belly also to not be crunched or be limited. And it isn't so much that we should open up, you know, puff up our chest, but rather from the inside out to let it be a little more open and expansive. And sometimes ensuring that the spine is as straight as is reasonable, so that the belly can relax, so there's space for the belly. So there's space for the movements of the diaphragm and the expansions of the lungs. And then to softly close the eyes. And the breathing is a multifaceted tool. And one way to use that tool is to take a few long, slow, deep breaths as you meditate. Not forcefully, but more if it's, maybe in your language you'll use slightly different words, but lovingly. As if you're being nourished by a deep breath. Slow, long, deep. And then as you exhale, long exhale, to relax and settle and let go into the body breathing. There is an expansion of the torso as you breathe in deeply. And that expansion reverses to a kind of gathering together back in as you exhale. And then allowing your breathing to slowly return to normal. And there's a kind of rhythm of breathing. I sometimes think of it as a massage from the inside out, like as if the diaphragm or the lungs are doing the massage stroke, the kneading of the muscles. And with that rhythm of breathing, to scan through the body, to see where on the exhale you can further relax the body. Softening the muscles of the face, softening around the eyes, softening around the jaws, maybe letting the jaws, the hinges of the jaws to relax. As you inhale, to feel your shoulders. And on the exhale, to soften, relax the shoulders. On the inhale, to feel the center of your chest. And as you exhale, to soften, relax that center. And as you inhale, to feel the belly. Feel the belly as you maybe expand as you inhale. And as you exhale, allowing the belly to sink or settle. On the inhale, feeling your arms and elbows and hands. And as you exhale, to relax the arms, the hands. And finally, to do the same with the legs. Softening the muscles on the thigh, especially the top of the thigh, around the knees, and then to now let go into your breathing. Wherever the breathing is easiest for you to stay close to. For some people it might be the air going in and out through the nostrils to the back of the throat. For some people, it's the movements of the chest. For some people, it's the movements of the belly. Especially maybe an inch or so below the belly buttons. And maybe an inch inside the surface of the skin. Or it might be the whole breath body, the full range in which the body expands and moves and is activated with sensations as you breathe in, and the full bodily experience of inhale, of exhale. Breathing is not just a physiological function. It has its connections to the full range of who we are and our emotional life, our psychological life, our physical life, the life we have with the world around us and within us. In a sense, breathing is the meeting place of what is most intimate within us, with what is most not us, it's the meeting place of what is most intimate and personal, with that which is most impersonal or not self or greater than self. In a way to honor the breathing, to respect the breathing, is to see if you can allow your thinking mind to become quieter, stiller, to allow you to give, allowing you to have more undivided attention on the simple experience of breathing, letting go of resistance and expectations, measurements of how it's going, letting go of concerns that are external to this moment here, breathing. Trusting mindfulness of breathing. Trusting attention to breathing as the most significant thing you can do right now. A doorway to a new way of being. Just to be breathing is enough for these minutes. Perhaps you can trust your breathing more than you do your thinking. That for these few minutes, your attention, your undivided attention is most valuable, settling in more and more to the experience of breathing, the rhythm of breathing, than it is to be floating away in your thinking. If you're able to let go of your thoughts and ideas and plannings and expectations, it can be like every breath is a new breath, is a new world. Just now, new world born with the inhale.